I first encountered Arizona Western College in 1972-73 when friends of mine at Parker High School were a part of the Upward Bound program. And I wound up then very much getting acquainted with AWC as a result of being a band member, a percussionist with Parker High School. And I earned a presidential scholarship for my first year in college. And I went down to Arizona Western College and lived in Garces and had quite an eye-opening experience of moving away from the nest and being amongst the dorms and some very large football players from all over the different parts of the country. And little old Parker and I were rather overwhelmed. And I did not fulfill the full commitment of the 1 year. I just spent the first year in band with Mr. Opes. And I came back home to night classes with Arizona Western College in my spring semester and commenced with working in the valley, farming, and helping out with the bills with my mom, who was a single widow. And I was able to pursue my two-year degree 2 years later by living at home. And and it was through the night classes here at Parker High School was our classrooms. Leaving Arizona Western College into my four-year degree, I took with me a lot of skills that Louis Barajas, Mr. Barajas, taught me in financial aid. And I wound up being able to help my mom with a financial aid package as I moved into Colorado, in Durango, Colorado, and went to Fort Lewis College. I received a bachelor's in sociology and minors in psych. And during that time, mom was now taking night classes through Arizona Western College. And I wound up moving over for a 12-month program and a master's in arts for counseling psychology at Adams State College in Alamosa, Colorado. I was then graduating at 24, 25, and a door opened here in Parker, what was Northern Yuma County at the time, and they had a satellite operation from the health department for mental health counseling that they were opening up in our area. And so Yuma found out about me and that I was a recent graduate with a master's and a local, and provided me my first job, and I never left. So now I'm dealing with mental health and social working issues in the community, and we became, this would have been 78, 79, sitting in the bleachers at a Parker High School football game, a past board member, Austin Hades, and he said he wasn't going to do it any longer, and said that would be something that I should consider. And I'm so, I don't know anything about boardmanship and all. And he says, they'll teach you. It's a great institution. You need to be a part of it and make a difference as a young man that went to college there. And so I wound up being involved a little late in the elections, but there was no one running for the position. It was vacant in the primaries and going into the general. I wound up pursuing a write-in candidacy. And I was able to receive 55 votes, which was enough to get me into the elected position. And that was the era in which they just transitioned Jim Carruthers from interim president to president. And so I started out with actually JC, Dr. Carruthers. And I should say, before being a board member, I was teaching part-time psychology classes for the night program here in the Parker area.